Hare Krishna. So Krishna is continuing answering Arjuna's third question. That is, how does Astita Pragya sit, or how does he control his senses? So now here Krishna has answered till now that when the consciousness is fixed on Krishna, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, controlling the senses becomes very easy. And in the 60th shloka, 60, so Krishna made it very clear, Indriyani Pramathini, the senses are very strong, and Haranti Prabhasam Manaha, they carry away the mind where? Towards the sense objects. So now, what Krishna is going to speak about is, when the mind, when the consciousness is not engaged in my service, and it is looking towards the sense object, or when the person is trying to focus on the sense object or enjoy the sense objects, what will happen? Now the shlokas that we are going to discuss, two shlokas, shloka number 62 and 63. These two shlokas, now they prove very, very nicely that how practical Bhagavad Gita is, how scientific Bhagavad Gita is. These two shlokas are basically like a flow chart, one after another, it talks about. Very, very beautiful. So let's try to get into the scientific discussion in today's video and the next video. So let's see shloka number 62. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangaste shopajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodo bhijayate. So Krishna is saying here, dhyayato vishayan pumsaha, dhyayato vishayan. So when contemplating, dhyayato, contemplating or meditating on what? Vishayan, sense objects. So when someone is contemplating on the sense objects, meditating on the sense objects, what happens? Pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate. So that person who is meditating on the sense objects, he becomes attached to those sense objects. And then, because of this attachment, because of this sangha, sangat sanjayate kamaha, because of this intense attachment, that will give rise to kamaha, that is lust. Lust means intense desire to enjoy that particular object. And when that desire is not fulfilled, what happens? Kamat krodho bijayate. The person becomes angry. I think this is the story of everyone's life. I'll give a simple analogy, you know, to understand this particular shloka. Say, you know, you're working on your laptop and you're busy, you know, you're attending a meeting, and you're staying with your friend, and your friend shows you from far that here is a very nice ice cream pastry for you. And then he shows, and then he says, this is the last piece and I'm keeping it for you. So after your meeting, please have it. And then, you know, he keeps it there. And here you're attending the meeting, but then you saw something. You saw that ice cream pastry looking very, very tasty. Now what are you doing? We start meditating on that. We are meditating, and then there's an attachment. Once I'll finish this, I'll eat. I'll eat this. There's an attachment. The desire has become intense to enjoy that tasty, delicious ice cream pastry. And you go there and you see it's not there. And then you start shouting, where is it? Where is it? Who ate it? And your friend is like, I thought you'll not eat, so I ate it. So what happened? We saw the sense object, and just by seeing the sense object, we started meditating on it. And when the meditation becomes intense, we become attached to it. We get a desire to enjoy it. That desire becomes intense. And when that desire, that lust is not fulfilled, what happens? Person becomes angry. So look at the flow chart here. So we start contemplating on the sense object, and after that we become attached to the sense object, and after getting attached we get an intense desire to enjoy the sense object. When that desire, when that lust is not fulfilled, what happens? Then next thing happens, that is, the person becomes angry. So here Prabhupada makes a very beautiful statement, you know, in this entire purport, very, very wonderful statements. So one thing is very clear, that these senses have to be engaged either in this or this. So what is this? So these senses have to be engaged in service of Krishna. And when it is not engaged in service of Krishna, what happens? It has to be engaged in service of this world, Maya Shakti or materialism. So there are only two options, either this or this. So when we choose Krishna, then we are serving Krishna. When we are not choosing Krishna, automatically it implies, what are we doing? We are engaging our senses in materialism, and that will lead to frustration. So here, a very nice sutra is mentioned. The only method to get out of this puzzle, and what is that puzzle? The puzzle of controlling the senses, not allowing the senses to just be carried away by the sense objects. So how to do that? This puzzle of material existence is to become Krishna conscious. How to get out of this puzzle of material existence? By becoming fully Krishna conscious, by engaging all our senses in service of Krishna. And in one of the previous videos, we saw how we can utilize each and every sense of ours, each and every body part of ours in service of Krishna. And Prabhupada is giving a very nice example, you know, from the Shastra. Now, how strong a person will become when someone practices bhakti or Krishna consciousness? This is the epitome, or the example that is given. Haridas Thakur. So, Haridas Thakur, every single day, he would be chanting 192 rounds. So, how much one round takes? It takes approximately 7.5 minutes. One round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it takes 7.5 minutes. He would be chanting 192 rounds, and the calculation says it will take some 22 hours or something. So, all the time will be completely absorbed chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, the Maya Shakti, Durga Devi, she thought, let me go and test this person. Now, just imagine, we get attracted to people of this world who are created by the Maya Shakti. Just imagine if Maya Shakti herself comes in a beautiful form, how beautiful she will look. Don't imagine. Don't imagine. So, she appeared in a very, very beautiful form in front of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was so much engaged, completely engaged. His consciousness was fixed in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And all his senses were completely fixed in serving the Lord. That even when Maya Shakti came and she was asking Haridas Thakur, you know, for sensual pleasure, but Haridas Thakur was not at all shaken from his determination. This proves that a person who practices bhakti very nicely, maybe 192 rounds might not be possible, no, but chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if we do every single day with complete focus and devotion and love for Krishna, engaging all our senses in service of Krishna, along with whatever work we are doing to maintain this body, what happens? Automatically we get that determination. Automatically we become strong enough and confident enough to control our senses and to become a Swami of the Gos. That is Goswami, controller of the senses. So here it is very nicely given about the higher taste. A sincere devotee of the Lord shuns all material sense enjoyment due to his higher taste for spiritual enjoyment in the association of the Lord. See, it's very clear. What is spirituality? Spirituality or bhakti is not about just giving up things. I have made the statement in one of the videos. It is not about giving up things. It's about attracting things, or it is about accepting things. Yes? So we have to accept Krishna. When we start practicing bhakti, what happens? We invite Krishna to our heart. We invite Krishna into our life. And automatically, since we are associating with the most blissful personality, we get higher taste. This is the beauty of devotional service. Anyone who practices devotional service, anyone who practices bhakti, he starts getting higher taste with every single day's practice. So it is said that Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam. At every step, the bliss increases. And the person will be able to taste the complete nectar which everyone is hankering for. So that is the higher taste. Once we get the higher taste, automatically this lower taste will be given up. Like we hold a higher branch, we'll give up the lower branch. That's how it is. And the last line says, the one who is not practicing bhakti, what happens? However powerful he may be in controlling the senses by artificial repression, is surely ultimately to fall. Why? for the slightest thought of sense pleasure will agitate him to gratify his senses. Very, very easily, just with a slight trigger, the person will be dragged by his senses. Literally dragged by his senses. So now, this shloka ends at what? If the desires are not fulfilled, the person will become angry. Now, when the person becomes angry, what will happen next? That we'll see in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.